un petit peu.
Good morning, everybody. Just give me a second to get organized here. Okay, fine.
Let's just go for
Let's just take care of that. Beseda. Okay. Tov, we want to go weiter with the subject of ours. We're trying to understand how to live with what we're calling Hanhagas HaMishpat, the Ramchal calls it that, Hanhagas HaMishpat and Hanhagas HaYichud. At first we thought it's very easy, you just forget about Hanhagas HaYichud because it really has nothing to do with us. It's Hashem's world, we don't understand what's going on up there, together with a lot of things we don't understand, and therefore I have to live in Hanhagas HaMishpat, that's where I live, that's where I make my living, that's where my career is. That's where I become great. That's where I earn Olam Haba. And I get the ultimate good because I've earned it. And that's where the world is created. And that's fine. These other Kabbalistic things I don't have to get involved in. Zilokashualai. And I'm happy to go ahead without them. But we saw yesterday, unfortunately, depends where you're standing, that's not so poshut. We spoke about Bais Rishon, which was a... Hanhagas HaYichud was in place. They had Hanhagas HaYichud claw. But because of that, the unbelievable love and the unconditional love that they understood that Hashem has for us allowed them to think that they could ignore, I don't know if that's the right word, Hanhagas HaMishpat. Therefore, even though they were very close to Hashem, they were, Avos Hashem was unbelievable, Betochen was unbelievable, but they were Eva Gimel Chamuros. So that we understood, we didn't have a problem with it. That's easy for us. Just forget about Hanhagas HaYichud and come back to Shulchan Aruch. For sure, that we can do. But we said, no, but that's not good because that was the reason why Bais Sheni was destroyed. Bais Sheni was destroyed because we were keeping the mitzvahs, Kediktuk Halacha, we were the frumest people in town. Mamash, every Chumre and Hidu and Dafke Chumres, but we were keeping the Halachas. It says they were Shemit Torah mitzvahs, they were doing everything, we said Chesed, everything, but they were Sinas Chinam. And we said that sinas chinam comes from a lack of understanding of Hanhagas HaYichud. When there's no Avos Hashem, when there's no betochen in Hashem, then you think your next door neighbor's worrying you. You know, there's two things that go on Motzei Yom Kippur. There's the guy next door to you banging his sukkah at 1 o'clock in the morning. So for sure he shouldn't be doing that. He's in a lot of trouble if that's what he's doing. Mitzat sheni, there's a concept of hamarin on the days of moichlin kol avoinos. If you forego your neighbor knocking and banging, and you don't say anything, you don't scream at him, you don't wake up and start cursing the guy, and you meichel him. So then Hashem's meichel call you avoinos. We're not talking about chatoim, we're talking about avoinos, mazids. So you have two dynamics here. On the one hand, you shouldn't be banging your sukkah at any time of the night. Certainly not on Motzei Yom Kippur, especially, you know, people have been davening outside, people are tired, older people, they need to sleep, and you're banging your sukkah. So that's the first avera you're doing after Yom Kippur. But Mitzat Sheni, the guy who it's happening to, can say, if someone's banging next door to me, that's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Hashem wants from me. And Hashem's giving me an opportunity to have all my avoinas wiped out here. Moichu kol avoinas. So you lose a bit of sleep, but you know what you're getting back for that? And Hashem's paying you for that sleep. Moichu kol avoinas. That's a Mefurash Gemara. So you understand, somebody who's in an Hagigah Samishpat, you go outside and you shoot the next door neighbor because anyway he's chayev. Someone who understands the longer Sayyichud, there's no sin as him. You're not upset with the guy next door because it's not him. If Hashem didn't want you to be awake now, you'd be sleeping. So that's the dynamic. So far, so we have to learn now then, back to our original problem. How can you have, in a world where you have an longer Samishpat and an longer Sayyichud working together, Zayyifsha? That's for sure impossible because they're mutually exclusive. They contradict each other in every aspect. So he said that's what we want to try and do. We want to understand how we can work with both of these hanhagas that we don't destroy, not by Srishan or by Shani. We don't destroy ourselves. It seems it's an important sugin. We have to understand it. So let's try go a bit weiter. So I'm right at the bottom of Reish Pei Ches. Matarat hanhagas hayichud. What is the purpose, the goal of hanhagas hayichud? Let's see. In order to really understand how you can balance these two opposing forces, there was another category we kind of put it into, and that is his Ava V'Yira. So we have to learn a little bit about how Hashem does conduct his world in Hanhagas HaYichud. Hanhagas HaMishpat, as I've said many times, we understand. We don't understand everything, but we understand because that's how we've been living our whole lives. Hanhagas HaYichud, we need to understand how that works. Well, what is this thing? Ha'olam Edivra Ramcha B'das Tfunas is kuf samach vov hu ki be'emes kol ara nimtza bo'olam anu ele kedei la'amid es b'nei ha'adam b'nisayon. The Ramchal says it's brought down many places. We understand it. It makes perfect sense. Evil in the world is only there in order to allow us to have Bechira, to put a person in a Sayyain. If there was no evil in the world, then how would you have Bechira? If there was only good in the world, you would not just have to choose good. There would be no. So there has to be evil in the world so that you can have Bechira, so you can choose. Very important to have Bechira. Without that, the world can't exist. Hashem does many, many things in order to maintain Bechira. Evil is not a fixed reality. We have to get rid of that. That's got to be when the world comes to its ultimate fruition. There's no room for evil in the world. It's not a fixed part of the Bria. It's movable property. It's not going to be here. We know that's what we're waiting for. Everything will just be good. What about Bechira then? Okay, so that's a big discussion. Will our Bechira go back to what it was with Adam Rishon before the Chet? Different stages, we'll have to see. Tchias HaMaisim L'Choyre will have the Pashtus. This is a big sugi. It's a big machloikas, the Ramban and the Rambam. But Pashtuses will have the Bechira that Adam Rishon had before the Chet. And then Olam Abba, depending whether you're learning after Ramban or Ramban, whatever, there won't be Bechira Bichlal, obviously, because there's nothing to do. There you just sit and bask in the glory of the Shekhinah, whatever that is. But Tchias HaMaisim, that period, Pashtus, is where you're going to be able to work the way Adam Rishon was supposed to work. So, okay, whatever. About whatever that Yom Shekulu Toiv is in Achanami, then there's no more Bechira. You can't have Bechira if there's no evil in the world. Massive pasuk there, eh? But that's the goal of the world. That's the tikkun of the world, is to get back to the point where everybody understands that it's Hashem. Kul Hashem, nothing else. Ein od milvado. Hashem echad, u'shmo echad, whatever that means. Kol ha'olam yaki b'malchus Hashem. The whole world will recognize the malchus of Hashem. Everybody. Hopefully me as well. That's what we're davening for. Mamash, what we're davening for in the Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Those are all the tefillahs. This is the tefillahs of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Last year, our tefillahs were makabel. Last year, we davened v'tein pachtecha kol ma'asecha. That's what we davened for. And we were answered. Hashem answered our prayers. The whole world is in pachad. of something you can't even see, it's so small. Yeah, you didn't realize that. You didn't think about that. When you were davening this Rosh Hashanah, when you said V'tein Pachtacha Kol Olam, you were able to get, I struggled to get those words out of my mouth this year. Last year I said them because, you say them. It's a lot of things we don't think about. But today, Rosh Hashanah, V'tein Pachtacha Kol Masecha, not B'pachad Anaf. The world, last year I asked you to V'tein Pachtacha, and you said, okay, you want Pachad, I'll give you Pachad. Must be there's something good about it. Otherwise they wouldn't have put it, you guys had an easy time saying V'tein Pachtacha? It came out of your mouth. It just slipped out of your mouth easy? Or do you, I couldn't. It was hard for me to say the words. I should struggle to say it because look what happened last year when I said it. Lo pashut. Yeah? Okay. Fine. So that's what we're waiting for. All the evil just got black in smoke. As I go to Shemesh, but any choyle levi es oylem kilematzev kazeh. Olam HaMishpat can't bring the world to this matzav. Shrei Banhongas HaMishpat Tasei Deboru V'Kuvu Mirosh. Hanongas HaMishpat is very clear. It's very, very straightforward. Im Tie Toiv, the Gabal Toiv. V'im Chas V'Chile Tie Ra, the Kabal Ra. It's perfectly balanced. You do good, you get good. You don't do good, you don't get good. Mida Keneged Mida Mishpat. Ain't Siba Shara Yid Batel. There's no reason in that world for evil to be nullified. Shahara Megiela Adam Megiel Obedin. Because the evil, the punishment, the not good, whatever that means, is coming to you justly. Bedin. Come okay, not Tovsha Megiela Adam Megiel Obedin. The good that you're getting, you deserve. You're getting it. Bedin. Kasha Mitzad Hanhongas Hamishpat Mitzad Ze Yoichel Amshich Kol Hazman. Hanhongas Hamishpat can carry on forever. There's no end to Hanhongas HaMishpat. Hanhongas HaMishpat, you have Bechira, you get paid one way or another, you're getting paid, either what you want or what you don't want. In that world, there's no room for evil to be mevatel. Achzor lo atachlis, that's not the purpose. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, eini minyan letet lanu avo avodoseinu rak es toives vanos ha'olam hazeh. Hashem didn't create this world as a place to earn the reward. There's no way Hashem wants to pay us the pleasures of this world. For sure, that's also something. Well, that's not Schar Mitzvah Baha'al Malika. There's no pleasure enough in this world for one mitzvah. Hashem wants us to have eternal reward. This world's not eternal. He wants us to be in a world where you're having eternal reward. Eternal reward means it's getting better and better all the time. It doesn't mean that you get your prize, whatever it is, and then you just sit with it. You get your steak. And then you just eat that for all eternity. And it's getting better and better all the time. The reward, whatever it is, we can't understand it. It's spiritual, but whatever it is, it's not just that it's getting better and better all the time. Ad netzach, 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 in eternity, infinite. So in Hanhongas HaMishpat, there's no place for that. Kach shemitzad Hanhongas HaMishpat, betzad ze yoich lamshich kol hazman. Carry on. He doesn't want us just to have the pleasure in this world. What he wants to give us is when you cash in all your mitzvahs and your voida, it doesn't even touch the schar that Hashem wants to give us. The reward for that doesn't come near the infinite pleasure that Hashem wants to give us. Lo maspik. L'shem kach muchreches lavo hanogah she'enu tolu b'mishpat. Therefore, you need something which is not mugbal b'mishpat, the same as Hashem's not mugbal b'mishpat. Because ultimately, the reward we're getting is Hashem himself. Hashem's not mugbal b'mishpat. B'hagbolosh l'schav oynesh. What is it? L'schav oynesh. But Hashem's so much bigger than Schar V'Onesh. How are you going to connect to that? Hanhongas HaMishpat can't connect to that because Hanhongas HaMishpat is Schar V'Onesh. And it's limited. But Hashem's unlimited. U'mikan chayv lavo matzav shel tzadik v'ra lo roshav v'toiv lo. Wow. I wouldn't have thought that would be the sentence to finish off that paragraph. What does he mean? So I understand what's Tzadik Viral or Rosh Hashanah Toiv Lo got to do. How did that sneak in here? As a mamash, a whiplash. If you'd given me 500 opportunities to finish that sentence, I would never have said to him, can't have Lavo Matsu Shall Tariq Virada Rosh of a Tavlo. My mother, what's he doing here? How did that sneak in here? The same kach mukreches Lavo Hanoga Sha'enu Toliba Mishpat. Oba Agbolish of Schavo Enesh. You need something that has nothing to do with Schavo Enesh, nothing to do with Agbolas of Mishpat. The same kach mukreches Lavo Hanoga Sha'enu Toliba Mishpat. Oba Agbolas Schavo Enesh. We can't have Lavo Matsu Shall Tariq Virada Rosh of a Tavlo. Okay, so let's see what that, I don't know what are you talking about? Let's see. Unbelievable. Hara mitgabe behitgabrut atzuma she'ein lemala mimenu. The evil strengthens itself and strengthens itself until there's nothing more. It gets, wow, big, big, big. Tzadikim misyarim beyusurim she'ein roim lehem mipat ma'asem. Tzadikim suddenly start having yusurim that are undeserved lefi their deeds. Achem ikiblu akach but they're going to get unbelievable reward for that in the next world. They suffer in this world in order to allow space for the anhogas hayichud to exist. Okay, we have to see what that means. We've said interesting words here. We'll come back to it after we've explained it. You'll see it fits in beautifully. But right now, we haven't got a clue what we're talking about. Not a clue. If you think you understand what he just said now, unless you've heard it before and you've been working this through, Mod Lo Baru, what he's talking about. The Sadiqim have to get terrible suffering here that the Loma Gielem, so you can give them the Schar there, Shiloma Gielem. Oh no, the Schar is Magielem, so why give them Yusurim Shiloma Gielem? So you give them Schar Shiloma Gielem. What's going on here? Amomata, Kashehim Kibli Yusurim Lelo Sibi Mutzdekes. When the Sadiqim in this world, when people in this world got Yusurim, Shiloma Gielem. I don't deserve that. Lefi din, lefi mishpat, lo magi alem. Kiviyochel yusurim shehem lamal midages avonoseihem. The yusurim transcends their avairas. Veisu abechinah shekolosh bochum medaktek im chesid of kachut asara. This is the union of that Hashem is medaktek im is tzadikim, chesid im kachut asara. He judges him very, very strongly. So now they are entitled to reward that's much bigger than their deeds as well. You see, your deeds can only give you so much schar. But Hashem wants to give you much more schar, but he can't because he can't give you more schar than you earned because that's nama de kusufa again. That bottles the whole purpose of the bria. So what does he do? I mean, you have to hear these words. As the law is not poshut to hear these words. You have to see what this means. This is not poshut. But he gives you Yusurim Shalom Agielacha. So now you're in a new Marechet. You're not in the world of Schavo Enish anymore. I'll come to that question now. One second. Rumaneshi, I'll get to you now. Just 1 second. So you get a Yusurim Shalom Agielacha. So now you're out of the world of Schavo Enish already. You're out of Anoga Samishpat. Because Anoga Samishpat says you can't get Yusurim Shalom Agielacha. Once you step out of the world of Anoga Samishpat, you're now in a new world where you're getting more Yusurim than Magia Lacha. So now you can get Schar Shelo Magia Lacha. What about Nama de Kusufa? So we'll see. In that world, that's not a problem because you got the Yusurim Shelo Magia Lacha. It's kind of like you did earn it, but not through your Maisim, but through Hashem giving it to you. We'll see. Moshele Dawa Daima. So he gives us a Moshele, yeah, which hopefully will help a little bit. If you're finding this difficult, don't worry. There's a lot for shoot. We have to work this through plenty hard work, yeah. Law, if you're finding this difficult, don't get despondent yet. It might take a while for this to start gelling in. There's very unusual stuff we're hearing here. Well, that's what the Ramchal says, Mania said. And the Ramchal, I think we can sumeich on the Ramchal, yeah. You knew what he was talking about. Moshele Dawa Daima. La'adam ha'reitze lavchin alimudov b'miktso musuyam. The person wants to test his certain profession, certain career, wants to test to see where he's holding. Kol shu mitkadem b'limudim, nasim ha'mivchanim kashim yoteh. As he mitkadems more and more in this profession, the tests get harder and harder. Obviously, because he's more mitkademim. So he has to know more, he has to understand more, he's more in touch with his miktso, he's becoming more professional. How does he know when he's got to the end of this, he's about to become qualified? Kasher megiel lamivchan akasher mikulam. When he gets to the hardest test, there is. You know, which is the hardest test? Finals, the board exam. You know, yeah, that's the hardest one because now you mamash, you're at the winning line. That really gets hard. Or you see shogiel shlava soifi. That's the proof that you've got to the end. Yeah, you got to the end. The final medical examinations that a guy writes in order to be able to get to, that's the hardest one. That's not like he remembers the exams he owed in first year, second year. Wow, he thought they were hard. And those were a walk in the park. Now he's mamash up against it. So the whole world, through our lives in this world, the evil in the world is there to test us, to examine us, to give us opportunities to stand up against difficult opposing situations. And because of that, we're entitled bedin to eternal reward. Good. Bechesed. Well, as of lo bechesed. But not bechesed. There's no chesed there. You worked for it, you earned it, you got it. Yeah, you're getting paid 20 shekels an hour. You work for an hour, you get 20 shekels. It doesn't think about chesed. He's giving you what you earned. That was what we agreed. That's chavoynish. Lumazois, berega sha'aram itgabe atichtachlisoy. But there's times where the evil gets unleashed, where it's mamash at full force. It's a riot that we're at the end. We're facing the final test here. It's a siman, it's a sign that you've entered a new world, which you've ever noticed we've entered into a new world. You're now in a new world, very different world. When we overcome this test, I'm not saying this particular day today that Mashiach is going to come tomorrow, I don't, we have no idea. These are the labor pains. These are the last labor pains before Mashiach comes. When it'll come, how it'll come. I'm not a big predictor of Mashiach, but we see that the world is for sure changed. And the Nisaynus or Mamash, unbelievable. Unbelievable from all aspects. Every aspect. There's not an aspect of your life. Everybody's life. There'll be those that deny it, ain't Corona, I'm talking about everybody's life is affected here. Whether it's your health, whether it's your chinuch of your children, whether it's your shalom bais being stuck at home, whether it's your own mental health, or whatever, your kids' chinuch, not one aspect. I mean, the Maidi can he say this? Now, there were Nisaynus before also. There was the Holocaust also. Yeah, this could be even easier than that. I'm not judging that. I'm not saying, yeah, because of this, Mashiach's here. We have to get on with our lives. But Avari, we have to do tshuva because Mashiach's coming. For sure, we're getting each time we have another labor pain, we know we're closer. Just because you had a labor pain last week and the baby wasn't born doesn't mean that because you're having a labor pain now that nothing's happening. No, it means you're having another labor pain, so you're getting closer. When will the baby be born? You don't know. You don't know if you have 3 more contractions or 2 or 10. We don't know how many contractions we're going to go through. But we know that each contraction is bringing us closer. And you see that the evil is just getting more and more and more and more. I mean, if you don't see that in the world, you have to be blind to what's going on. Just in this country, what's happening. Just an unbridled, it's unbelievable. We're coming to the end. These are the final tests. I'm not saying today is the final Mifchan HaSoifi. He was writing this over 20, 30 years ago. We're talking about a kufa, not about the kudov. This is it. Mashiach's coming today. I need a little bit of kacha. I don't like that. Whatever. It's not for me. It's a sign that we've entered into a new dynamic. We're now in a new Nisoinia of what's called a Nogos HaYichud. And that may be why, this is my own idea, I haven't thought it through properly. It says, Magefa, Enu Mafchin Ben Tzadik L'Rosha. How is that possible? It's been bothering me since this thing started. Anybody started quoting that Gemara in Baba Kama, Magefa, whether it's Magefa, I'm not going into that, that's not my subject, just generally. How is a Magefa not Mafchin Ben Tzadik L'Rosha? How do you have a matzav? How do you have a situation where you're not mafkin ben tzalik l'rosha? You have to be mafkin ben tzalik l'rosha for sure. You can't have it's chavoydesh, it's got to be just, it's got to be din. How can you have not mafkin ben tzalik l'rosha? Maybe because you're not in, when that's happening, You're not in the world of Anagas HaMishpat anymore. There's a new Yisurim in the world that is coming from Anagas HaYichud. Anyway, it's just a fleeting thought that needs to be worked through and thrashed out more. Kashenavodes HaMivchan is Botla Ramin Oilam. We've passed this final test. Whenever that is, then evil will be wiped out. Shreishuv ain't Tzarich Bara, because you don't need evil in the world anymore. Adarabba, Yidbore La'ayin, Ki Kol Tachli Sara Yisra Toiva. Adarabba, you'll see that all the evil in the world was actually for our good. When that happens, for everything has to be for the good. So even the evil ultimately is for the good. As the Ramchal magdi zois b'mim macheira. So the Ramchal uses slightly different words. He says it like this: Ein yitrein ha'or nika ela mitoich ha'choshech. The value of light is only seen, appreciated in darkness. Hanogas HaYichud hi levare ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu Echad. Hanogas HaYichud there is for us to clarify that there in order for us to clarify that Hashem is Echad. We know he's Echad. What's the big deal? Kloima, shekol drochov v'hanogoysov Echad Haima. Everything Hashem does has only one purpose. Whatever Hashem's doing, whether it's Auschwitz or whether it's Gan Eden or whether Lo Mashaneh, whatever Hashem's doing, it's only driven by one single purpose: Lahetiv Libriyosov, to bestow good on his creatures. That's all that's driving Hashem. There's nothing else driving him. He has no vested interest whatsoever. Everything he does is only for our good. Whether it looks like the worst possible thing in the world or whether it's the best possible thing in the world, it's all there for one reason: for our good. That's where we want to get to a deep understanding of that. Gam b'chinas hara hein l'tachlizu. Evil in the world is also for that purpose. V'ein lem kium b'ladov. The evil doesn't have a kium without that. K'chol she'ara mitchazek, mitatzem u'mitgaber. To the extent that evil strengthens itself and it gets much stronger and it gets much more powerful. Venira kadava bilti nitin laru. It seems like you can't stand up against this evil. It's too big. It's too powerful. What people thought in the Holocaust, when Germany went on its rampage, there was nothing could stand in its way. Nothing could stand in its way. Look at what it was. This evil, yeah, how are you gonna? You can't. There's nothing gonna get in its way. How are you gonna oppose it? Boom. What happened? Eventually, you just fizzled out. Went out with a whimper. Always. Go through all of Jewish history. You'll see that's eventually what happens. There were forces that came to oppose us. The Greeks. How are a few yeshiva bochrim going to wipe out the Greek Empire? What happened? And then it fizzled out. Nothing left of it. But it got to its peak. It got to its seer. And you saw the value of the light, of the truth, of the good. You saw that BMS, not theoretically. You saw how the tzaddikim can wipe out the rishayim, even when the tzaddikim are in a mute and they're weak. They wipe out the whole Chinese army can get wiped out by a few ponivitches. Take a few gerishayim and wipe out the whole of China. Wow. Yeah, but it's only when Greek got to its peak of power. When the Greek came to Israel, there was that conquered the world. The only thing left was here. What happened in the end? Fizzled out. Nothing left of it. Afilu mi shenir kerochet b'yoyse kashuhu l'Hashem. No, where did I get lost here? Dafka going lachoyshech yilmad ki hakadosh baruch hu shelet b'kol makom. Dafka the unbelievable exposure, the greatness of the darkness, that dafka would teach us that Hashem rules everywhere. Ein shum dover nifrod mimeni. There's nothing separate from Hashem. It's all Hashem. Afilu mishenira karochok b'yoyse kashul Hashem. Even somebody who seems the farthest thing you could ever imagine, Hitler yemach shmoy. But he was also connected to Hashem at some point, else he couldn't have existed. Nothing has kium in this world unless Hashem's giving it its kium. Nimtzeinu lamdim, ki al manas she'olam yagi al tikunoi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kiviyachol tzarich ligroim lihitgabrut hara. From what we're saying here, what the Ramchal is saying here, that in order for the world to come to its final tikkun, evil has to be given its full range. It has to mamash get to its extreme, extreme strength. Matzav zeh shel schar ve'onesh lo niten b'shum oifen l'chinoisei ketagburos hara she'ein hu ela ma she'adam hevi'al atzmoi. Schar ve'onesh can't get the evil to unleash itself like this, because the evil is only lefi schar ve'onesh, according to a person's deed. Your friend, your beloved, causes you surim. Haysurim bo alav einum elam ikoychas yosei sarab ein Hashem. Im yetiv es ma'isav yelotov sharei kol tolu biyodoi. So the unbridled leashing of evil, which is way worse than the deeds deserve, that can't happen in Hagos Hamishpat. Hagos Hamishpat, you can only get ma'am from legielocha. Therefore, the situation of the unbelievable strengthening of evil, it takes you out of the gedorim of schar ve'onesh and of hamishpat. They can do whatever they want. People that are trying to do the Ratzon Hashem are mushpal, treated like second-class citizens, denigrated, anti-Semitism all over the world, whatever. Hanagazu nikras hanagas hayichud. Tzadik v'toiv lo, tzadik v'ra lo, rosha v'toiv lo, that's hanagas hayichud. That's not lefi mishpat. It can't be lefi mishpat. Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva's death, was it Hanagas HaYichud or Hanagas HaMishpat? It was Moshe Rabbeinu asked. Who lo mivin? Ech yochol liot? Ze toira, ze scharoi? I efsha. You're right, in Hanagas HaMishpat ze I efsha. But there's another world. There's a world called Hanagas HaYichud. There, anything's possible. There, you're not limited by Bechira and Schar Ve'onesh. There, that's Kulu just Hashem. And Hashem only doing unbelievable good, infinite good. So there, he can do what he wants, as long as it's for me good. It's Hanagas HaYichud that reveals that everything that's happened, everything, the Baal HaLeshem says that when Mashiach comes, it's Tchias HaMaisim, you'll understand why everything that happened in the 6,000 years of the Bria was all for our good. Everything. If a leaf falls off a tree, you'll understand why that was good. You'll understand why the Holocaust was good, the Inquisition, you'll understand Corona, you understand all of it. Now it doesn't look good. What's Hashem doing here? And you have to daven for it to stop, because from our world of Hanagas HaMishpat, it's not good, you have to daven for it to stop, because that's how we perceive it. But we discussed in Tfilah of the Baal B'tochen. But at the same time, you have to know the Mi Hashem v'zelototeinu. You have to know how to use that properly for the good. Unbelievable mitzvahs. Well, I've gone over time here. Anybody who needs to leave, I'm not offended. I'm sorry. Just we're not meeting until after Yom Kippur. So if maybe just give me 2 more minutes. But if you have to go for shtey, I don't mind. Anyway, so that's where we got up to now. Mitzvah Hashem, we'll carry on next week. I'm happy to carry on. I don't see any reason not to carry on next week. Normally it's Bainer Zmanim and whatever, but we didn't have a Zman, we didn't have a Bainer Zmanim, we had a Bainer Zmanim, Be'emtzah the Zman, and a Zman, Be'emtzah Bainer Zmanim. I don't know exactly, the world's upside down, so I'm happy to carry on. I just have to find out, we'll send out an email if it's going to be 9:30 or 9:45. I just have to see what Rolitsky is doing, and then make a decision. Maybe guys from Rolitsky's shul will be late for his shul, or they won't come here, because with davening now, it's very difficult. We're very limited to where to daven, how to daven. Okay, we'll have to see. I don't have any answers to the problems we have. But if the Olam wants, I'm happy to carry on next week. Bezrat Hashem, as long as we can, we'll carry on. Don't see why not. If there's a better time that you'd rather do it later, like 12:30 before Mincha, I don't know, whatever, but there's also going to be Rav Volitsky's not doing Shia, but his money. Fine, so quarter to 10 then. Rav Grossness is carrying on his shear, so I don't, but that doesn't affect us yet terribly much. Only maybe any marks and maybe, well, anyway, that's later anyway. That's later anyway. That's not kosher to the Safan. So quarter to 10, Metz Hashem on Tuesday from Motzei Yom Kippur. Bezrat Hashem. For fun. So that's the Nekudiyah. The Nekudiyah is that in the world of Schava Oynesh, you can't have what's going in the world now. Because what's going in the world now, Zelo, it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. You see, unbelievable tzaddikim, gedolim. You go look at who passed away this last year. Unbelievable. You see people suffering. Suffering, the unbelievable people that, and you see they gave their last for Klal Yisrael and Einu. And you see Rishoyim and people mezalzel and whatever, and they carry on laughs. Laughs, great. I don't have a problem in the world. Schav Oynesh says it can't be. Moshe Rabbeinu says it lo yuchol liyot. Zet Torah v'zet schoroi Moshe Rabbeinu in his world of Anogos HaMishpat, it can't be. Ein makom leze. Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva is in the world of Anogos HaYichud. For him, it's not a problem. He doesn't have a problem with that. Moshe Rabbeinu understood Anogos HaYichud as well. That's not, but that wasn't his tachlis. His tachlis in the world was to bring down Torah into the world in order to give us Bechir, in order to give us Chav Oynesh in the world of Mishpat. But Hashem says, I know, but I've got more for you than just what you can earn. Now, I don't want you to earn what you can earn. I don't want Namad Chasuma, but I want to break that eventually and put you into a world where there's no limitations, where I can give you schar that's unlimited. If I'm only going to give you schar based on your deeds, it's going to be limited. You want to limit me, Hashem says? I can't be limited. If I have to have a hanhaga that's going to allow you to get what's way beyond your expectations and your deserving. But I can't do that because then you're back to Nabi de Kasufa. So that's where Anhogas HaYichud kicks in. This is Gadbrus Shel Ra, where you have Tzadik V'Ralo, which is not fair. That's not Lefi Anhogas HaMishpat. Lo, Anachinami. And therefore, Anhogas HaMishpat, how Anhogas HaYichud can turn around and say, you're right. It's not Lefi Anhogas HaMishpat. It's Lefi something else. And therefore, the Schar that you're getting now, even though it's not deserved, Ava Magia Lecha. Okay. We have to see further. I told you, slowly, slowly, slowly. These are new ideas, new concepts. Play with them, sit with them, play it through. We're not even scratching the surface. I'm going to say Yichud. There's a big, big sugya we haven't even started touching on. We're dealing with it in a way that we can come away halacha lamaisa, something practical, not just the wow, holy things. No, understand it. Okay, sorry. Just there was a question here from Menashe. I wanted to look at it. It looked very interesting. Did Yaakovinu not accept all his material? Okay, fine. So the question is here: is did Yaakovinu not accept all his Yisurim by complaining to Paro? So in Achinami, whatever that means on his level, obviously Yaakovinu understood Anogos HaYichud, understand Akolot Tova. I don't exactly know. On his level, he did something wrong, you know. But it's back to the sugi of Kolo Imashe David Choita Einu Elato. He did something wrong. He's making a mistake. What do you mean? The Torah says he did a chet. Yeah, but you're not allowed to say it because you don't understand. You can't use our gedorim of what's called complaining to put that into Yaakov Avinu. I mean, Yaakov Avinu did also ask for a, because Yaakov Yeshev B'Shalvay. Yaakov also wanted a period of menucha just to be the Yeshev Yaakov, remember? Yeah, so also there he got whipped for that. What did he want? What did he want Menucha for? So he could go 10-pin bowling? No, he wanted to just sit there and sort of stare at the walls like most men. No, he just wanted to have time to be over Hashem without the worries. Hashem said, "No, that's all." So in Achinami, Yaakov and his daga, whatever. But we can't. I mean, he was complaining to Paro. Yeah, he get Chazal take him to task because why did Paro know? Why did he look older? Interesting sugya there that he got punished even for Paro's question. He lost years. If you look at the words, there's not enough words there. No, the question itself was Ma'ire. Why did Paro even ask the questions? Why were you looking like your dad suffering? Okay, but on Yenachinami, Yaakov, on his level, there was something there that Hashem wasn't happy with. But on our level, that would be a Thanksgiving, you know? Yenachinami. That's the problem with all the, that's a whole shiur on its own, how we understand the sins of the Gedolim. That's Reb Dessler's Amoritika shiur on that. Wonderful. Okay. Machsim toiva, good job. Please be moichel me if I, you know, if I might have insulted you, offended you, or been a bit harif, or said things that shouldn't have been said when they shouldn't be said, whatever. Metz Hashem, we're welcome to do tshuva. Don't forget to do tshuva. We haven't spoken much about it this year. Last year we spoke about it a lot. Well, don't forget to do tshuva. At least with everything going on around us, at least, you know, we want to do tshuva. You know, Mashiach's coming. If it's not today, tomorrow, whenever he's coming. At least we should be ready we should do tshuva. That's enough of an incentive to do tshuva. Bezrat Hashem, we should be abusulus toivas, v'machasim et toiva, a good Shabbos, a good Yor. And Mitzvah Hashem will see everybody well and healthy and rearing to go on Tuesday morning, Bezrat Hashem.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Avshe. Please, moichel us too.
Moichelach, moichelach, moichelach. Did anybody out there? Nobody had an oxygen.
Thank you, Avshe. We really appreciate